Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How powerful is Cox Internet? So powerful that one day, your daughter will be able to simulate a soccer match against some of the world's best players right from your backyard. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Internet delivered through Cox's hybrid fiber coax network. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions apply.
You only want what's best for your baby. And so does BJ's. BJ's offers a variety of baby products that will take you from playtime to bath time to bedtime and beyond. Shop now through September 24th at BJ's for $3 off Johnson's, Aveeno, or Desitin baby products. Only the best will do when it comes to caring for your little ones and for parents, too. Give your baby that special care and save big at BJ's.
Welcome to The Approach Shot, the golf show that's more laughs than links, more stories than strokes, more guffaws than golfers. Here are the hosts of The Approach Shot, John Ashton and Neil Michaels.
Those two guys are my favorites, and they're very, very good. I was just reading that from one of our responses from one of our... Actually, no, it wasn't. I was just reading that from the script I was going to write for people who wanted to leave a comment for us. But I am John Ashton. Merry New Year to you and yours. Neil, how you doing, man?
Bonjour. Ciao. Shalom. Hola. Happy New Year to you, too.
Oh, man. We have a collection of people to talk to today that blows me away. I don't know who's getting these things for us, what kind of stories they're telling these people to make them come on. Man, you've got to introduce our first guest. Who is the first one going to be today?
Our first guest today is a four-time NFL Pro Bowler from the formerly known as Washington Redskins, now the Washington Football Team. Played for the Arizona Cardinals, went to school out here at the University of California, but he was known for his time with the Redskins, and that is Ken Harvey.
Whew.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm saying.
And then later on in the show, there is a comedian named Daniel Storrow who is going to all we can say really is maybe find a place to lay down when he's done.
That's a very good thing. And maybe get a box of tissues to wipe away the tears from the laughter.
He is one funny gentleman, which is convenient being the business he's in.
Yeah, but that does help.
We got Ken. We got Daniel. You've got me, you've got Neil, and we've got you. It is a motley crew, and we'll just all hang together for the rest of the hour.
I feel like I should be singing I Got You, Babe.
Please don't.
Okay.
We will commence in just a couple of minutes, and we'll start to hang out. We'll be right back.
Hey, John, I'm so excited. My EveryPlate box arrived. You know that I do the grocery shopping and cooking at my house, so I was really excited to see what EveryPlate had to offer. I mean, I already knew every plate is the cheaper alternative to takeout or delivery, and that every plate offers contactless delivery right to your door. But I gotta tell you, I wasn't sure how good the meals would be, because this is America's best value kit with meals priced at $2.99 per meal for 3 weeks. You heard me, $2.99 per meal. That's less than a cup of coffee and way less than every other home meal kit. But the proof is in the food. Not to make your mouth water, okay, maybe a little bit. Last night I made these incredible pork chops with an amazing sauce, mashed potatoes, and zucchini. It was so delicious. And from box to our dinner plates, it took only 30 minutes with simple to follow instructions. So tonight it's going to be chicken sausage linguine. Be jealous. Be very jealous. Or better yet, get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for yourself for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code APPROACH3. That's $2.99 per meal at everyplate.com and enter APPROACH and the number 3.
We want to say hi and welcome. Thanks for coming in to the Approach Shot. I'm John Ashton along with Neil Michaels. We want to welcome in, man, a guest that's going to ring bells with you, and he's rung a lot of bells in his past career too. Ken Harvey. Yes, that Ken Harvey. Washington, insert yeah. name of football team here.
Right. That's four-time Pro Bowler Ken Harvey to John. We can say the former Redskins, can't we? Can we say that?
I think you can say former Redskins. Go with the flow, right?
Well, there you go.
Former Washington player. How about that?
That's it.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, welcome to the show. We have a lot of stuff to talk to you about. I will tell those of you who care that I actually grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Nice. And watched Ken while he was playing. It was gentle giant is a word that does come up a bunch. He did his job. He laid the smack down when he had to, but he was a gentleman about it. So it's good to have somebody like you on.
I appreciate it. And you know what the thing is? I was thinking about it. If you find something you enjoy doing and you do it extremely well, regardless of what that job is, you try to do it extremely well. And so my job was to hit people, and I enjoyed it and I did it well. So there you go.
It's true.
You know, a lot of people who watch football games get a little bit surprised, I think, when they see the animosity or the supposed animosity between the players while they're playing, and then the game's over and they're all tapping each other on the back and hugging and all that. Cause you know, most of them went to school together and played each other in school too, but
right. That's just it. But there's some real hate battles, you know, sometimes for real, but the thing is, it's like, you understand that it is a game, but you're also trying to perform to be the best that you can. But then after the game is over with, you know, your boys, you're like, hey man, I went to school with you. Mm-hmm. You know, how's your family doing? You probably have them over for dinner in off season. So, yeah. You know, that's the thing. Yeah.
That's the thing, as you're saying, that the animosity sometimes exists and the competition exists. Do you miss the kind of competition when you play golf? Cause you're not really competing head to head with anybody.
There are different types of players. And for me, you know, my thing was more, I'm playing for the team, and you want to work hard for the team, for your guys that are next to you. And you want to walk off the sideline, feel like you've done your job. Golf is a solo game. And so you have nobody to beat up or talk to or listen to but yourself. And so I do miss that. It's a challenge. My game has been suspect a lot, but it's fun.
Yeah, join the club, man.
Yeah. I think I've hurt myself more trying to play golf than I did playing football. Really? I mean, swinging too hard, doing the wrong grip. And so you get these little small injuries from golfing because, yeah. You know, I didn't take the time to really learn the lessons I should have learned.
I think everybody who's listening to this podcast just went, yes, it's not just me.
Yeah. Oh, it's a frustrating game, but then every once in a while, and I used to laugh when people say you hit that one shot and it becomes the thing that brings you back. But I've hit a few of those one shots and I'm like, you know, hey, time to come back.
Yeah, right? You just say, man, if I just did it more often, I could do that all the time. Sure. We're good at lying to ourselves like that.
Thank God for YouTube. I'm learning techniques now. You know, everybody thinks you got techniques, right? I'm learning techniques.
But you're absolutely right. I think we've all played played around where we've stunk up the joint. And then, you know, you hit a decent drive and a decent second shot and you chip up and you putt out and you par the hole and you walk off and go, well, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Why can't I do that more often? You know, your next shot teaches you why.
I chipped a I think it was like a 40 yard chip or 30 yard. I don't know. I may be saying it wrong, but it's like 30 yards. Mm-hmm. Boom, right into the hole.
Whoa.
You know, claim to fame, right? You know, and after that, no matter what happened, that memory is always stuck in your head, which could be good and bad because that memory is stuck in your head.
Yeah.
You think you can do it every time.
That's it. That becomes the new normal for y'all.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That was the entire answer to how'd you play today on the 19th hole. Man, I was on 16 and I chipped a ball in from 35 yards. How'd you play the rest of the day? Did I tell you about this chip I hit?
Look, I always tell people on the 19th hole, I'm getting pretty good. That's when I start warming up.
You're ready for that. I would imagine when you play in like charity events and stuff like that, Ken, that the folks who play with you who do not know you probably expect a lot because, hey, he's a professional athlete.
You know what? So you get it, and I still work out a little bit. So everybody's like, oh, man, look at your arms. Oh, you got to kill it. Oh, man, you're going to kill it. And you walk up there, and it dribbles like 10 yards, and then everybody's scared to say anything to you. That's my golf game. Yeah. That's when the football reputation comes in handy, because then I walk around looking mad, and everybody's like, oh, don't say anything to him.
Just say, at least with you, they're afraid to say anything. With us?
Right.
No.
Right.
That would have been a, does your mother play Alice? You know?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be saying that to you.
Yeah.
No, I wear the tight shirt and tighten up the arms and put tape around it. So I still look big.
Gentle giant in my rear end.
Yeah. You know, hey, you got to fake the madness sometimes.
You still dabble in football, I understand, with you kind of coach the congressman in there.
It was several years ago. I think it was way back in the past. Two Capitol Hill police officers were killed in the line of duty, you know, on the hill. And so the congress members decided they were going to try to raise money to help put their kids through college. And they created the game based off of the movie The Longest Yard. And so there was, you know, the members against the Capitol Hill police in the game of flag football. A teammate of mine, a former teammate of mine, got invited to be a captain. And he invited me to be a co-captain. And so we've been doing it for the past 10 years. And we have the Democrats and the Republicans on the same side playing against the Capitol Hill police. And so, you know, we all have gifts, and sometimes you have to find that gift. But then when you can find it and use it. Football had been my gift, my blessing. So now I have an opportunity to talk to these members. And you'd be surprised. They're like little kids. Just like your coach would help you and teach you, hopefully we're helping and teaching them that, you know, communicate and work better together.
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on the sentence you had the Republicans and Democrats on the same side.
Yeah. You know, everybody's saying we can make tons of money if we allow people to come hit them. We could make a whole bunch of money for the charities.
At least a dunking booth, for goodness sake.
Right.
I would step up and pay money to see Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer just hit themselves.
Nah.
Just hit
them. Yeah, I know, right?
You know, they do that football game, and they also do a softball or baseball game.
They do a baseball game.
That's right.
Yeah.
Softball as well.
I know, like, our congressman from Louisville, Kentucky, is a plus handicap golfer. There's a lot of great golfers in Congress, man.
I think they have a golf tournament as well.
Oh, do they for money?
But it's I don't know if it's – it's, I know there's one was called Pros in Politics, was a golf tournament that they did, and there's some other ones. So, you know, they get a chance to golf. I mean, obviously that is
of
it, but maybe that's something that, you know, we need to look into putting together.
Yeah, definitely. No better way to raise money than golf. I mean, so much money is raised by golf scrambles privately and then the big ones, and even the PGA is one of the biggest philanthropic organizations in the world, the PGA Tour, actually.
Golf is a great game. It's I'm glad it's opening up to everyone, but it's a great game, and it's you learn a lot of life lessons on the golf course. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned some patience and learned some words that I probably shouldn't repeat. And, you learn a lot. Learn that you can't break all the golf clubs because then you walk home with nothing. So you learn these lessons, right? You know,
hey, guys, who haven't played professional football can't afford to replace them all as often. So, you know.
I got my superstitions. I got my one club that looks beat up and nasty, but that's like, you know, me wearing the same socks or something the whole game. You got your superstitions out there.
Definitely.
Hey, before we get off the congressional football game that you help coach, how much money do you think you've raised? Because it's a great cause. I mean, it really is a wonderful cause.
Yeah, no, I think I'm pretty sure last year we were in a couple hundred thousands for charities. And it's three charities. It was the Capitol Hill Police Foundation, our military kids, and then it was A Advantage. And so all these are dealing with either the families, dealing with the kids, you know, the people that sometimes you look past and don't get noticed that need help. And there's so many great charities out there. I mean, it's amazing.
That's awesome. And again, you know, being somebody who grew up in D.C., I knew about that for a few years, and I tip my hat to you because you're exactly right. This is not one of the big charities, not that every charity isn't great, but it's not one of the ones that get a lot of press. So the fact that you can raise a couple hundred thousand dollars to help is pretty amazing. So I tip my hat, sir.
I appreciate it. And the cool thing is, and I want to give props to the other player who got me involved was John Booty, a guy named John Booty. And we actually played together with the Cardinals in 1993, I believe. Yeah, 1993. So it's been a long journey, but you know, teammates are teammates and you still get a chance to do things together.
In 93, were they still in St. Louis or had they already gone to Arizona?
No, this is your trivia thing. And when they first moved to Arizona, I am the original, the first person ever taken in a draft in Arizona.
All right.
I'm the original Cardinal.
Number 12 pick, John. Number 12 pick in the first round.
That is going to win us a Trivial Pursuit game someday, man.
I didn't even look down at my notes. I had that one. I'm a fan.
Nice.
Well, you know, I grew up in New England, so until recently, I didn't have a football team to root for.
You know, it is amazing. That's the great thing about football and sports in general. You look at New England, at one time, you would get laughed off the, laughed off the playground if you came with a New England jersey on. And now, you know, it's gold, right?
Yep.
And now, and any team can win. You look at the Browns. Any opportunity, yep. Any game is, any year is an opportunity. So that's
let me tell you how old I am. My first professional football game I went to, I was taken by my grandfather when I was probably 6 years old, and it was at Fenway Park in Boston, and it was the Boston Patriots and the Buffalo Bills for the championship of the AFL. This is pre-Super Bowl.
Did you sit next to Jesus?
It happened on a Sunday, man. He took the day off.
He was sitting right next to you eating a hot dog or something.
We're talking quarterback was Babe Parilli. Kicker, and then the guy who played both place kicker and wide receiver was Gino Capoletti.
It's so amazing that every generation has their stars and the people that they looked at. And like for you, you remember that name and those people like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And you still have that memory fresh in your mind. And that's always the cool thing about sports.
That's it. And we used to watch the only TV, because they didn't have AFL games on TV a whole lot when there was only three channels. The Sunday football we watched, it was usually the Giants. So Y.A. Tittle is like, you know, I can pull his name out of a hat at a moment's notice too. We watched. That's what I grew up with.
Well, I was just gonna say, how old are you? You still alive? I'm glad.
I started young, man.
we better do this show quick, man.
I think we're gonna have Ken back as you know, in golf is a funny game as well. But you mentioned the Patriots when you know they were what they were, and then finally, you know, they had to have a great quarterback that brought them, you know, into the league, and that guy's name was Tom Grogan. No. Great quarterback.
How quickly you forget.
Hey, it's, one player, and usually it's been the quarterback, but a good player can really change things around. But a lot of times it's also an attitude, it's a vibe. It's people feeling like they can do and be part of a team. And so, you know, you're starting to see a lot of teams where the chemistry, they always talk about chemistry. Mm-hmm. When it comes together, it's a beautiful thing. And it's the same players, maybe one or two changes, and then all of a sudden the team starts winning.
Well, you're working for a living and no longer playing sports, I bet you find that the teamwork is the same. You got one or two guys who insist on excellence and the rest of the folks around them improve their performance.
Oh yeah. You know, you'll have some that will be excellent by their example. Mm-hmm. You have some that are vocal leaders and will come in your face and pull you to a whole nother level. And those are the type of guys that you need. You need a mixture. You need somebody who's on the team that's a jokester, you know, that lightens things up.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you want to look to your right and to your left and to know that person has your back. Mm-hmm. And so always kind of like that. And if you know your coach has your back, even some players, when you get a penalty, and you know, not, you don't do something intentionally, but if you get a penalty and your coach knows that you were busting your butt and he's like, dude, all right, don't get the penalty anymore, but that's the way you play ball. Right. That to me, that's what brings a team together, right?
When you were playing, or just, you know, in the Redskins history, is that player that sort of defined the team, was that Theismann or was it Riggo?
So that was actually before my time. When I got there was some of the guys were on their way out, but like my first year with the Washington team, Monty Coleman was that guy with me. You know, he's one of those guys where you're working out and you're struggling trying to get the weight up, and he just had that raspy voice. He's like, come on, Ken. And just by the voice alone, you're pushing up an extra 10 pounds. And he had that look, like he looked like a player. So he had guys like that. Daryl Green. You know, he was like as old as he was, or, you know, every year he's older, but he always had that youthful enthusiasm about playing the game. And that's what people find, even as you get older. If you act like you're young, if you have a good time with stuff, then you don't age as much as people think you should. Mm.
That's awesome. We're with Ken Harvey on The Approach Shot. Stick with us. We'll be back in a little bit to talk more with All-Pro Ken Harvey.
There's a story I heard at the club I was playing golf at last week. A guy, he was out there having a great time playing 18 holes. While he was doing that, his house was being stolen. Now, not like, you know, jacked up off the foundation and being driven down the road. It was much more subtle than that. It was all done online, because cyber criminals can do that now. They can go online and find the title to your home. It is there online. Then they forge your signature on a quit claim deed, and they refile as the new owner of your home. You are off the title. They destroy you. They take out loans against your home. They steal the cash. They stick you with the payments. And you probably don't even know it until you start getting late payments or even foreclosure notice. Okay, so here's what you need to do right now. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then use code RADIO for 30 days free protection. That's code RADIO. HomeTitleLock.com and get 30 free days of protection. HomeTitleLock.com. Code RADIO. Ken, thanks for hanging. We are back. The Approach Shot. I am John Ashton. He is Neil Michaels. Ken Harvey, the former, say, four-time Pro Bowler, right?
Yep.
That's quite an accomplishment, man.
You know, I was fortunate. I played in Arizona first originally, and I thought I actually had some better maybe seasons there. But you get a chance to go to Washington, where everybody, you know, at the time you were on TV, people got a chance to see you. And so they got a chance to understand, you know, this is your guy. And so you get in, and once you get in, people then have an eye on you. So to have 4-4 back to back, it was really a blessing. And the older I get, the more I cherish those moments.
Yeah.
You had a hell of a coach too, didn't you?
You know what? We had North Turner was the coach with the, I keep wanting to say the Skins, but with the Washington team. You know, we had good coaches. We never really, when I was there, we didn't have a winning season, but there were players that you knew that no matter what, they had your back, and it was a fun time. And so my regret in life was that in all my career, I never made it to the playoffs, and that would have been fun to make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
You take up golf, right? And that's a chance.
That's right. Or wealth management, which is what you're doing now. Tell us a little bit about Ken Harvey 2020.
Well, so I work with a wealth management company called Fellows Financial Group. You know, the thing is, you realize, well, one, as an athlete, a lot of times people are coming at you. You know, they know you got money, and everybody's coming at you in a thousand different directions. And then if a player ends up not having the money or going broke or whatever, everybody's looking at the guy saying, "Ah, you dumb player." And a lot of times it's just you don't know. And you don't know who to trust, because everyone's coming at you from an angle. Everyone's coming at you because you want something. The same thing that makes you great in sport is the same thing that can destroy you, meaning that you may have a lot of pride, ego, attitude. That'll make you a great player, but that same pride, ego, and attitude is the same thing that can destroy you, because you don't know when to get out of a deal. You keep pushing on. You keep putting money into it.
Quick story you can relate to. In the 80s, I was in Atlanta. I was working at a electronics store, running the electronics store down there. And a kid came in, and he wanted to buy a very expensive Bang & Olufsen stereo system. Kid was like 22 years old. Yeah. And we had him fill out the credit app. We just took the app and faxed it over to the credit people. And the woman called back almost immediately and said, I think it's a misprint. The guy said he makes $6 million. Wow. He was like the number two draft choice for the Atlanta Falcons. He had just come into town.
Yeah.
He had just gotten out of school, man, you know. But that was it.
It's amazing.
He started buying all kinds of stuff immediately, even though he hasn't gotten his first paycheck yet.
So the thing is that, and it's a mindset, right? So if you've been living all your life where, you know, maybe you go outside and you're worrying about living day to day, and that becomes your lifestyle, your mindset. Even though you make more money, your mindset is still going to be the same as I'm living day to day.
Right.
And so you spend with that same mindset, the same attitude, and that's how you end up in trouble. Because you haven't changed your mind to become a different person. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you're not taught. I actually just did finished a new children's book that's out now. I'm pumping myself up. It's called The Me That Needs to Be. And it's a financial literacy kind of book for kids, young kids, basic stuff. But I think it's important to start teaching our kids even the basics, because if you get them in the habit of doing things, then they can hopefully take that into another level. Plant any seed that you can, right? Well, it's on Amazon.
We keep hearing all kinds of stories about the college kids, even the kids from, you know, upper income households who get out of college or get into college and start getting all those credit cards, and they leave with credit card debt up the yin yang.
You get a bunch of credit cards. If you make it to the sports or wherever you're at, all of a sudden your jokes are the funniest jokes in the world. Mm. You're the best looking person in the world.
Right.
Everything that you've ever wanted is right there. Family, a lot of times, is one of your biggest downfalls. Mm-hmm. Some of the people are just really good people. And so while they teach a little bit in colleges, and hopefully I can help change that, there's really no mandates into what do you need to do and how do you need to do it. The biggest lesson, it's probably the simplest, but the hardest, is just learning to say no. I don't know. No, I don't understand this. No, I'm not going to give you any money. If you can learn those skill sets, then that may be your first big tool. And I'm not preaching that I'm better. I'm preaching because I've lived, you know, I'm like that war veteran with one arm missing and one leg missing and one eye missing. Said, boy, don't walk over in that area. There's some landmines over there. That's me, right? Yeah. So I'm not preaching that I'm all great. I'm just saying I've been that route.
I'm right there with you. I think that one of the things that there's a lot of push going on, teaching kids early on about the basics of money and the basics of spending, because that's something they don't teach. And there's a lot of things that they do teach that people will say that later in life you never use. Right. So why not teach them something that you know they will use? Because everybody's going to have to go through that one point or another.
Mm-hmm. Right. It makes all the sense. But other sides of it, there's money to be made from lack of knowledge. So I read this one book and it talked about mental slavery. And the three things of mental slavery is complacency, fear, and lack of knowledge. And if you have those three things, can keep you entrapped in to where you're at. So educate yourself, you know, try to go without the fear and gain knowledge. And if you gain knowledge, that helps you in the area of fear. Right. The smarter you feel with something, the more confident you feel, the more you're able to step out into whatever you have to do.
John, should we give him like a minute here to do that, you know, that self-promotion again?
A little shameless self-promotion time is apropos here. Yeah, Ken, go for it, man.
Floor is yours.
Hey, guys. So this is important and exciting to me. I have a new little kids book out called The Me That Needs to Be. It's on Amazon. So you go to Amazon, Ken Harvey, The Me That Needs to Be. And it's a financial literacy book for young people. And I say young, you know, 3 to probably 10 years old. But it's important that we start planting the seeds early, even if it's fundamental things. That's planting the seed. And the more you do it, the more you talk to your kids, repetition that you have, the better it is. And, you know, hopefully you'll set them in the right direction.
Amazon, The Me That Needs to Be. Ken Harvey.
Yeah. Man, he just went right into it, didn't he?
He did.
Boom.
He's like a
pro,
man.
You've done this before.
You know what? One of the lessons I've had to learn, and this is just recently, is that if you can't self-promote yourself, if you don't believe in what you're doing, then no one else is going to believe in it, right?
Okay.
So I would always kind of be the humble, quiet. I don't want to pat myself. I don't want to brag about myself. But, that was probably more fear. If you don't believe in it, no one else will. So I'm going to start shouting from the rooftop. Here's my book.
I got a question for you, Neil. seeing how much larger and better in shape and younger Ken is, are you still going to hit him with the six pack?
Oh, hell yeah. Maybe even more so because this is remote and he can't touch me.
Well, that's true. All right. I can see the fear and trepidation in his eyes right now.
I'm ready. I'm pumped.
My oldest son is a chief information security officer for the city of Alexander here. We will hunt you down. We will find your location.
You just keep looking, my
you
friend.
Can I, run, I know but you were, can't hide.
You know.
I know for sure that you are all about power, and I'm all about speed. So let's get it on.
I got a black belt in Hapkido. Don't underestimate.
Okay, now I'm getting a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Six pack of questions for Ken Harvey coming up next.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
There are a bunch of things that can negatively affect your performance on the golf course. You know, there's those nagging pains, the shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, even back pain, that kind of stuff. They're just nagging, and they can negatively affect how well you move. But something else is the anxiety, the nervousness, especially, you know, people watching you get a little uptight. Getting uptight is the worst thing for your golf game. So you can lose the first tee jitters, and you can get on the level of performance you deserve. Well-being starts with well-care. You need to use the code WEEKEND for 20% off your first purchase. Visit WellCareBotanicals.com. That's WellCareBotanicals.com. Or you can call 888-211-2011. You've got problems with aches, you got problems with pains, or more like me, you got problems with first tee jitters and anxiety. WellCareBotanicals.com. Use code WEEKEND. Or call 888-211-2011. All right, thanks for hanging. I know you've been wondering, what six questions? And will Ken get the right answers?
Oh.
No, it's not a quiz, man.
It's not a quiz.
Yeah, I was like, dude, man, you're gonna be surely disappointed, boy. Like, what college you go to?
What is the square root? No.
See how that turned? Now he's worried.
You stay in your lane, man. I know what I was good at.
Question number one, Ken. Drive for show or putt for dough? In a best ball, are you showy or are you doughy?
You know what? Doughy. You want to you play for the money. Yeah. It's at the end. You don't drive for show. Drive for show is good. But at the end, you want to win the tournament.
You are a putt for dough guy. See, now for all the people out there who's thinking, here's this football player. He's in great shape. He's done all this stuff. He's the guy that would unbutton his shirt and hit it 350 yards. This man knows you putt for dough. Very nice.
This man knows his game and knows that that's the only way he can play. I'm telling people, I'm like, I could hit it 300 yards, but it goes 150 one way and 150 the other way. So.
All right. Who's the person you have enjoyed playing a round of golf with the most?
There are a couple of guys, like, you wouldn't know their names, but just friends of mine who you get a chance. And that's the great thing about golf, is just shoot the breeze. There's no pressure, no expectation, and you just get to ride with them and have some fun. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's the greatest time of golfing.
We need a name, Ken. We need a name.
one of the guys is Drew Stark. And there's another guy, George. That's his real name, George.
Living or dead, who would you like to play around with?
You know, I mean, look, obviously, Tiger Woods. And I say, obviously, it's just that's the name that I don't play or watch enough of golf to know all the great names. But Tiger Woods would be seem like he would be a great person to hang out with and to play.
Nice. All right. Let's peel back the uniform here a little bit. Do you have a nickname that a lot of people don't know about?
I had a name when I was a kid growing up. Hated the name. So if you ever call me that name, I'm a blank out and say it was a flashback in football. But they used to call me Hammerhead. There's some reasons I hate that name. So it'll be in my book. But don't walk up and call me Hammerhead.
It's in the upcoming biography, which could be a while.
It will be one of those things like those darn players. He's in jail. You know, I may blank out. Just don't call me Hammerhead.
If we just called you HH, would we the same response?
Yeah, don't do it.
All right. In your approach to life, and we are the approach shot, so we do talk a lot of golf, but we like to talk about life too. What one rule do you live by?
You know what? I believe anything's possible. And so like with golf, you can play, you know, tons of games, but when you hit that one shot, mm-hmm. you say anything is possible. That to me is life. You know, I was a dropout in high school and went back and they're playing in the pros. And so to me, life, anything is possible. You know, sometimes you have to get taught some things, sometimes you have to learn some lessons, but anything is possible.
Words to live
That's
by.
That's beautiful.
High school dropout. Yep. Now, pro bowler and published author.
Anything's possible. And I say it to kids, but as well as to older people, because sometimes you think, you know, I'm too old. The ship has gone by, but nothing is, it's never too late. You know, you just got to keep believing and keep trying.
I think we have the name of your biography, though. I think it's anything's possible.
It definitely could be. In college, me and my best friend and my best friends, the one thing I always kept saying was life is like a stepping stone. This is my first interview, and I kept saying that over and over again. Everything's a stepping stone. And so now every time he sees me, he's like, hey, Ken, life is a stepping stone, huh?
There you go. I think we've determined that anything's possible except John running a marathon.
That day has passed. Well, actually, surviving running a marathon.
There you go.
You know what? And for the one person that's sitting up there thinking, I can't do this, you just inspired them to say, you can. It may not be pretty, but you survived it.
There you go.
Ken, again, what's the name of the book that's available right now at Amazon?
The name of the book is called The Me That Needs to Be. And this time is on Amazon. And it's kind of like Scrooge in a way. It's me going back in time, talking to the young me, talking to the football player me, talking to the older me, mm-hmm. and saying, if I gave you a bunch of money, what would you do with that? And how would you change? You know, what would you change? And so it's kind of a journey through time.
Fantastic.
Kenneth Harvey.
Well, you know what? When you call me Kenneth, that's only my mom calls me that. You start looking for the belt coming out of nowhere. if I get the Kenneth Ray, I'm definitely scared.
So. Funny how it doesn't matter how old you are, how in shape you are, what you did for a living. Mom's belt scares the hell out of all of us.
No doubt, man.
Mom just saying the middle name scares the hell out of all of us.
There you go.
Even picking it up and just hearing the whoosh of picking it up. You revert back to your childhood. I start sucking my thumbs and everything.
Ken Harvey. Gotcha.
There you go.
Appreciate you, man. And thanks again for spending some time with us here.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more. We are about to prove to you once again that golf is a funny game. And Daniel Storo is a funny man. Comedy from Daniel Storo is coming up next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
And now, it's time for
Golf is a Funny Game.
Back to your hosts, John Ashton and Neil Michaels.
Well,
That seemed kind of over the top, don't you think?
Anything worth doing is worth overdoing.
Right. Go big or go home.
But he's right. It is time for Golf is a Funny Game.
And it is funny. Maybe we should just back off and let him do his job.
Okay, one more time, buddy. One more time.
And now it's time for Golf is a Funny Game. Now back to your host, John Ashton, and that other fella, Neil something. Can I go now?
Alrighty then.
We have with us today a comedian who is quite funny, which is always a good thing if you're a comedian.
Yeah.
And has appeared at places like Flappers and the Madhouse and the Wine Nest, which is actually coming up in a few days here. It's Daniel Storo. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Neil and John.
My pleasure.
Very good. Very well done, Daniel. Very well done.
Yeah.
We've been kidding before he got on that he actually put on his good shirt today. So we're really, really happy to have a comedian on who's wearing a good shirt.
That was my only shirt. Yeah.
Okay. So that explains it.
It's been laundry day for 2 months. Yeah.
The rest of us are wearing golf shirts. We wondered why you didn't wear a golf shirt. You play golf?
I don't play golf. I don't even know what you would wear do you have a certain shirt you have to wear for golf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a lot of physical exertion happening. I don't think it would much matter what
you just need a lot of room and a collar for some reason. I don't know what.
Got to have a collar.
That's it. Yeah. Got to have a collar.
Yeah. No, I don't play golf. I play. There's a bar across the street that has mini golf. And that's as close as I've gotten. Uh-huh. I take girls there on dates sometimes.
Do you impress them with it?
Nope.
Putting prowess does not score big these days, I guess. Huh?
No. Girls don't love putting the way they used to. Yeah. It's just not the same.
Always great to start with. We're going to a bar across the street, and by the way, how's your miniature golf game?
How's your swing? Yeah. It's the only time I'll take a swing at you. Don't worry. Yeah, no, I can't even do that. Now it's just FaceTime dates. It's a weird time to be single now with the pandemic and everything. You can't do real dates. I've been doing FaceTime dates. You guys don't.
No, we don't do that. Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, but I'm telling you, it's weird. Because, you know, you meet someone on a dating site or a dating app, and you go, you're like, hey, you want to FaceTime something? You're just video chatting, which is, you know, trying to get to know each other. It's not the best, but it's also not the worst. The way I describe it is that nothing really good or bad can happen.
Okay.
You know, like, you're not going to get laid, but you're not going to get murdered.
There's an upside to everything.
Yeah, exactly. I just put this shirt on and I'm good to go. Yeah. I do miss real life dating though. You know, you kind of meet someone at a party, get that kind of love at first sight thing. You know, you ever had love at first sight, you guys?
No.
No, never had. I don't know. I don't know if I believe in it because I've had this situation where I've seen someone across the room and been like, oh, she's the one.
Yeah.
You know, but then I've also had the situation where I've talked to her for 5 minutes and been like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Exactly.
Not the one. Big mistake. You know, love at first sight is a sham.
It is.
Some people are just really attractive. That's it's not love.
And you're shallow. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
FaceTime works great then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Dating's rough, man. I'm trying to be better at identifying red flags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
very
say
important.
That's the thing that you need to like pay attention to red flags early on and then you won't make certain mistakes. So I'm trying to get better at that. Like for example, if a girl is interested in me, huge red flag. Just cut and run, you know? Don't hang around.
I mean, you wouldn't want to go out with anybody who'd be interested in going out with you then, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That kind of limits the field a bit, man.
Yeah.
The bar is here. Uh-huh. You haven't hit it yet.
Yeah, not exactly a hole in one.
But I'm both
trying to relate to your listeners there. No, I was on a date. I actually my last in person date was I don't know back in I don't know March or something. It was going well, and we were, you know, I was out on a date with this nice girl. Things were going pretty well, And then I had put my jacket on her because she was cold, and she noticed that I had a condom in the pocket. Like, I just happened to have a condom in the jacket pocket. She pulls it out. She goes, "What exactly is this, mister?" You know, she's all, what exactly do you think is going to happen tonight? And I was like, oh gosh, I don't want to seem like presumptuous or anything. So I was like, think fast, Daniel. I was like, oh no, that's for someone I'm seeing later. I think I saved it.
Think again.
Quick thinking.
Oh my goodness.
The bruises have healed, I see. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How you guys doing with the whole pandemic and everything? You got kids at home?
No,
we have kids that boomerang. They come in, they go out, they come in, take our liquor, they go out.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a good deal. You're not worried about them going out and coming back in with COVID?
I had heard something that alcohol cures everything, so I'm not quite so worried now.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We were both in radio, which means that we have been exposed to every virus in the world and survived all of them. So we're immune to anything.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds, sounds pretty scientific. I just put my mask on. I hope for the best. Yeah, no, it is. I don't know. My neighbor's very walkable. So I'm always out and about, but people are pretty good about masks. Everyone wears masks around town. So I feel, pretty safe about that. But the thing I don't like about everyone wearing masks, it's just harder to tell who the real ninjas are. They're all undercover now. I'm excited for the vaccine. I'm gonna get the vaccine when it comes out. I mean, I think I'm like 200 millionth in line. So I probably won't get it for another year.
Right.
But I don't know. I think once we're all vaccinated, I still don't think handshakes are ever coming back.
No.
Right?
No.
I think we're done. I think we're done with handshakes. I always thought handshakes were kind of weird, right? It's like, I've never met you, but let's rub the dirtiest part of our body together. See what happens.
You have in your jacket pocket for that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Just put it on. Keep it safe. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a germaphobe. Even before I was a little bit of a germaphobe, everyone's like, just use Purell, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I never trusted Purell. It's everywhere now.
Yeah.
But I never really trusted it, because it even says on the bottle, it's like, it says it kills 99.9% of all germs. Like,
then you're not.
Like, that's pretty good, but that's not 100. Like, what happened? You gave up. You were so close. You almost had them all. What about the other 0.1%? Those are the germs I'm worried about. They survived Purell. So now they're angry. They want revenge.
They're all gathering.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have been told, however, that 2020 has been a perfect year for ugly people with pretty eyes.
I would love, if people enjoy it, I would love for them to follow me on Instagram because I post funny stuff and show dates and things like that.
So give the address.
My Instagram is Daniel Starrow. So it's DanielStorrow. If people want to, see where I'm performing next, I got some virtual shows coming up, whatever it is, just follow my Insta and keep everyone posted.
And just make sure that if you're watching Daniel on Instagram or on one of the virtual shows, that you do more than just use, hand sanitizer. Go in there and really wash your damn hands.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, wash them. Wash them before you log in. I don't want any virtual bugs.
Those are the worst kinds, man.
Yeah.
Daniel Starrow, man. Great stuff. And
thanks
Daniel
a lot, Starrow guys.
On
thanks
Instagram.
For
follow him and you'll be laughing a lot. Appreciate you spending some time with us here on the Approach Side.
Anytime.
Is there more? Of course there's more. We would not leave you in the lurch. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, want to feel younger, stronger, leaner? You don't have to slow down after 40. Frank Thomas found the secret to staying in shape with the energy and drive of his 20s.
Man, you look like you could still hit it a mile.
I feel great, too.
What gives?
After 40, men slow down. It's harder to stay in shape.
Why?
Our free testosterone levels drop.
It happened to me. And then I found Nugenix Total T.
New Nugenix Total T is our most powerful man-boosting formula ever because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. To get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, text GRIT to 321321. Samples are not available in stores.
Well, wait. When you can do something about it now?
I got to try Nugenix Total T.
Text GRIT to 321321 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. That's GRIT to 321321.
Man, I'm tired just listening to those guys.
Exhausting. Honest to God, just a minute ago, I was laughing so hard that I actually had my hands above my head, which no person of my age should do unless they're getting robbed. But okay. I have to tell you, I mean, as we do these podcasts and we hear these people and they're as great as we had hoped they were, mm-hmm. I was just doing a little celebration dance. I think I'm probably going to need a nap.
Yeah, and that's something else that you should not do when other people are watching.
What's that?
That dance thing.
Oh my yeah. goodness! Mm-hmm. This is why we should never do a Zoom call with video.
Daniel Storo, look for him when this whole thing falls apart and we actually get to have entertainment live again. Because when he goes back out on the road, want to make sure that you catch him because he's.
In the meantime, go ahead and Google him. There's some of his bits are there and they're equally funny to what we just heard. So you know if. If you have the time, do it because he is just a riot.
I understand that next week we'll get here eventually.
You think?
And when it does, we will have a new show featuring James Blake, the American tennis legend. Before he retired, man, he had missed 24 singles final appearances, and he was ranked as high as number 4 in the world. Next week, he will be our guest on The Approach Shot.
Woo! Yeah. How's the air up here?
and he knows he's coming on, right?
He did it on purpose.
Okay. And another comedian par excellence in our Golf is a Funny Game feature. We have the best of the best every week of touring comedians.
That is correct. Can't wait.
Join us then. Do us a favor. Go to Apple or iTunes or Google or Spotify or whoever you use to listen to podcasts and subscribe to this mess because we're going to be around for a while and hopefully you will be around for a while too.
Have a great week.
For Neil, I am John Ashton. And until next week, remember, the same people invented golf and called it a game, then invented bagpipes and called it music.
Why?
Why?
If you
Why?
Have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
You only want what's best for your baby. And so does BJ's. BJ's offers a variety of baby products that will take you from playtime to bath time to bedtime and beyond. Shop now through September 24th at BJ's for $3 off Johnson's, Aveeno, or Desitin baby products. Only the best will do when it comes to caring for your little ones and for parents, too. Give your baby that special care and save big at BJ's.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories.
But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.